Psalm 149. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of saints. Now, saints means special ones, and that's us. We are God's special people, and this is a wonderful teaching you keep encountering, that we are special. You are special to God, even if we feel that we're not special to anybody else. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. So, the true king of Israel was God, as Samuel had taught, and David is now repeating that all the time, that our true king is God. He so often calls God our king. Yahweh is our king, he says really often. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises to him with the harp and with the tambourine. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. So the Lord takes pleasure in his people. This God who is far away looks down upon us, and we touch his heart. This God who is so powerful. Let the saints, the special ones of God, be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the nations and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honour have all his saints. Praise the Lord. So one day justice will be done, and we will be the ones who actually do it. So this then is the impression we get, the picture that we get, is that we are now suffering injustice, and many other people do. But when Jesus comes back, we will be the ones who go out there and bring justice to the world.